It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Janovic.
So many homes up for sale. Everyone's moving. And if you're one of those people who's moving soon to another house, stop packing right now and listen. Because a KSL 5 investigative team caught moving companies offering these really great deals, but then they're like holding people's furniture hostage or demanding more money. Or they're even getting their stuff auctioned off. I mean, listen to what happened to one Salt Lake City resident.
You've just absolutely lost everything in your life and you can't get it back. And I think the worst part is not knowing where it is.
That is so shady.
It's a nightmare.
Okay, so moving in general is such a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
This is why moving companies have a job. Is because it is a miserable experience. It's very difficult. There's so much to do. And anyone that's ever moved swears it off. Like, I will never move again.
I know you have a million questions about this for KSL 5 investigative reporter Mike Hedrick. He's waiting on the line. Before we get to him, I want to let you know that's not the only victim he found. Listen to this list, Dave.
The nightmares happened to Elizabeth. It's happened to Larry.
I was beside myself. I couldn't even function as a human being.
It's happened to Holly. It's happened to Joan.
It was the move from hell.
It's happened to Thomas and Hannah.
It's frustrating. It's garbage.
And it's happened to thousands of others nationwide in the past year alone.
So how does this happen? Is this like legitimate moving companies, or is this, you know, shady deals behind the scenes? What's going on? Mike Hedrick joins us right now. How does this scheme or scam work?
Yeah, it's funny because as we started digging into this, we started getting complaints over the course of the past year, and all the complaints started sounding more and more alike. And so originally when we started this, that first victim who we spoke with there, who you ran her sound bite, we were trying to track down the guy who was moving her. He picked up her stuff here, but he was out on the East Coast somewhere. We couldn't track him down. I think a lot of people after him, different police investigators. But, you know, the thing about it is most people, when you Google, if you put in Google or search engine and say, hey, I want the best movers in Utah. And so what will pop up is some of these paid ads that say, hey, here's the top movers, usually it's some kind of national company. And they're not actual movers. They are brokers. And that's the big difference here. It's basically saying, hey, listen, we'll handle the whole move for you. We'll coordinate everything. All you got to do, we'll do an estimate over the phone, walk through your house for, you know, 20, 30 minutes, tell us the things that you got there. We'll give you an estimate. There it is. And so with one of the people who we talked to, we had them go through that whole thing. They're actually on their way out of here to North Carolina. It was about $10,000 is what the estimate was over the phone. Well, he also had full-scale moving companies that came in. And so they came and did a walkthrough of the house. And they looked at everything, measured everything out. Well, the price tag on that was anywhere from $20,000 to $27,000. Okay, these are with the full-scale movers as opposed to calling the broker who said, hey, it's under 10 grand. So what are you going to go with, right? If you're moving, it's stressful, and you're trying to save as much money as you can, you think, okay, they're probably offering the same thing. And that's the problem. That's where the disconnect is. These full-scale movers get you from point A to point B, full service. It's not to say you're not going to have issues with them sometimes, but if you look at the complaints on the Fed's website, it is far lower than what these brokers are. Because what these brokers do, they try and schedule things with like the local moving companies. And what happens is once the moving company shows up at your house, well, you know, over the phone estimate is even close to what the actual stuff is. So all of a sudden you've got the mover showing up and saying, hey, listen, you owe me a lot more money than this.
KSL Television's Mike Hedrick uncovering a slew of moving nightmares. You can see the full report on KSLTV.com. It aired last night at 10 o'clock on the KSL 5 News. Mike, live on the line right now. So tell us the part of the story where people's stuff gets held hostage, Mike. What's happening with that?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, even locally, you have some good moving companies and you've got some bad players in the game, right? And so with each of these individuals who we talked with, they ended up because they hired a broker. The broker just hires whatever moving company they can. They show up and they put the stuff on their truck. And that's when they say, oh, by the way, this was a lot more than what we expected. You owe me more money. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to pay you money. Okay, well, I'm just going to sit here in your driveway. We're not moving your stuff. And so that's what happened in a number of cases. On top of that, for the people who did pay, and a lot of them did, they paid the extra money. Well, all of a sudden, they had no idea where their stuff was. They went weeks, months, okay, of their stuff. The driver wouldn't return calls. The brokering company would not return calls. And all of a sudden, their stuff is in limbo somewhere, and they don't know if they'll ever get it back. And so for a lot of these people, what happened was the mover will take it to a storage unit and just store it there. And what their hope is, from my understanding, is they're hoping for a few more people to move so they can put it all on one truck and take it across country, wherever. But the problem is they don't keep in contact with any of these customers.
Shocking.
In fact, they ghost them. They ignore them. And so when you're going months and you don't know where your stuff is, and then the last, you know, the lady who we spoke with there that you guys played, by the time she figured out, we helped her find her stuff in the storage unit. The problem was it was 2 months too late. The mover stopped making payments on it, and as a result, her stuff was auctioned off. She has nothing.
Wow.
Mike, this is horrible. It's just horrible.
How do you avoid this?
Well, and that's the key. One of the things you can do, you go to FC, Federal Motor Carriers, FMCSA website. We have a link on that to our story. You can go there if you're thinking of using a moving company or a broker. Just go in there, put their name, and you can see a list of complaints and what types of complaints they have. A lot of these companies, you'll look at their history, they've only been around a year, maybe 2 years, and they've got a truckload of complaints. And so you can go there and look. The Better Business Bureau website, always good as well, but that is key, going to that Fed website, and that gives you a real good idea of what kind of player you're dealing with.
Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Dave and I just pulled it up on our screens here at Broadcast House. Mike, that's a great tip. Also, I think the other thing people need to do is shop around. It sounds like when people are going with the really, really bargain basement price, that's when they're getting ripped off.
Yeah, you know, and it stinks because you don't want to. I mean, it's crazy when you think about how much it costs to move. And that's, and you've got to figure out, you're like, okay, I'm going to pay for this one way or another, most likely. And if you don't pay it on the front end with a legitimate mover who is going to cost you maybe 10 grand more, you will most certainly pay for it on the back end, not knowing where your stuff, them telling you to cough up more money if you want your stuff. It is, as we mentioned, it's one of the most stressful things in life. You add all this other stuff on top of it, it's a nightmare.
Well, thank you so much, Mike Hedrick of KSL 5 TV. Before I let you go, let me just tell you this. You've just helped me make my decision. When I sell my house, I'm going to sell it fully furnished.
Yeah.
All your stuff. Here's my shoes.
Yeah, and my clothes and my shoes, everything. Mike Hedrick, you're awesome. KSL 5 Television's investigative reporter and main anchor. You can see him every night on KSL 5 TV. Thank you so much. What great advice. Again, as Mike said, you've got a link to that search engine, which is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, posted at KSLTV.com. Search it before you sign any contract.
I remember seeing this study that said, where is it, studyfinds.org, but it was a study that was done that found that moving is more stressful than getting a divorce or becoming a parent. Well, when you listen to Mike, you can see why.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.